Insource, don't outsource. Merge virtual teams into your culture to leverage growth.
Hi, JW with another edition of Don't Outsource, But Insource with one of my favorite people. And there's a reason he's my favorite, because he gets to shuffle me around when I'm here. I mean, we don't get this luxury back home in the U.S. to be able to have somebody as talented and careful and cautious and takes care of the vehicle as Simon. Simon, how are you?
I'm all right, sir. How are you?
Very well, very well. And you can't call me sir, can you? What's the rule?
JW.
All right, we got that straight. Simon, what is your title here with the company?
My title, I'm an official concierge.
Official concierge. You're our logistics concierge, right? Sure. You handle that. So you came to work here January of 2022, right? Just this year?
No, actually it was March 28th this year.
March 28th. Okay. Yes. March 28th of this year, you came to work officially for the company. And tell me what you were doing before. What was your role before? What jobs did you do prior?
No, actually before, I was working for a law firm. My title was concierge logistics also.
Okay, similar, same. Okay, same thing. Yeah. But what happened? So prior to COVID, you had become unemployed, is that right?
That's very true. That's very sad. It's really on my side. I was unemployed for 2 years, and things were not well on my side. I couldn't be able to pay school fees for my children, and I have 4 children.
Wow.
I couldn't have money to buy food.
Yeah.
And things were not well. If I say I didn't have money to buy food, a lot of you guys understand what I'm trying to mean.
You literally didn't have any money to buy food. And I think people from the U.S., something they don't understand, there's no government subsidy. There's no place where you can just go and get a check because you're unemployed, correct? You just don't have the money. It's as simple as that. So, and you were unemployed about 2.5 years?
Yes, it was about 2.5 years.
2.5 years. Sure. And you mentioned to me that your sister also, she came to help, although she probably didn't have a lot of money at the time as well, but she did let you to make sure that you and your 4 kids had food, and your wife were able to go get a trolley or a buggy full of groceries, and that was the way you were able to get by. Is that correct?
Very true.
Wow. And then you came in. I remember I did your interview because I knew you were, this position is so important to us. We have visitors. We have our teams that come from the U.S. to train and do work. And we knew they wanted, number one, to have someone who speaks as well as Simon. I mean, you can tell he's got the perfect pronunciation in speaking, and he's very polite, very courteous. But we needed someone who was a safe driver, who was honest, punctual. I mean, punctual is maybe the biggest thing here, right? Because we have to have people that come up on time, show up. And I can tell you, Simon is typically 30 minutes early, and I feel bad because he's usually waiting on me to get ready to go. So you came on board. I think you told me you even were in debt to the school, and they were about to not let your kids come to school. Is that correct?
That is very true. I had to go to the school's dorm to get a payment plan for my children's school fees. And they gave me a payment plan. And by the time I was employed by Zimworks, which is 28 March this year, up to this time, I managed to pay the school fees for my children.
Wow. Praise God. What a blessing, right?
And actually, above all, I understand this company is a Christian organization. Before I got a job in this company, I didn't know about this company. No one told me about this company. But what I have done, I had to pray and fast for 2 weeks.
Wow.
It was so hard for me, asking God, crying to God to give me the right job.
Wow.
And God answered my prayer. I got the right job in this company. I'm sure God used JW for me.
Well, that's how God works. I mean, God gave us a vision to come here and provide jobs. And as we're doing this right now here in November of 2022, we're going to end the year with about 800 employees. And so that's 800 people that we're able to impact for good. And understand, again, it's the definition of poor in Zimbabwe and poor in the U.S. is two different things. Because in the U.S., when we say poor, they still have roof over their head. They're getting a government check. They've got food on the table. And don't get me wrong, they're still poor people. But to the level of that there's really no options, I think we need to understand that our clients who provide jobs for our team members here in Zimbabwe truly make an impact on those like Simon. And Simon, are you going to quit us? Are you ready to quit your job?
Not yet.
Well, I hope not, because I feel good with Simon at the helm and knowing he's transporting us. Well, Simon, we know we just kind of, and oh, I got to say this. Simon dresses like this every day except Friday. He'll do the company t-shirts and things, but he always shows up with a coat, a tie on. I'm only have a coat on today because we're doing some photo shoots and some videos. So I'm as close as I can to dress as nice as Simon. But Simon, we appreciate you. God has blessed us to have you here more than you've blessed us, more than we've blessed you. So we're thankful that God brought you to the organization where you are just always smiling, always spot on with everything he does. So that's the reason you need to consider not to outsource, but to insource, because people like Simon and others in the organization truly become a member of your team and part of your organization. Simon, anything else to add?
Actually, I just want to thank you, JW.
Absolutely.
May God bless you.
Thank you.
Look at me now. I'm now glowing.
Well, thanks again for joining us of another short edition. I wanted everybody to meet Simon, see the video, hear the audio about how really and truly, when you hire through our company, you're making a global impact on lives and jobs and families. I mean, Simon's got 5 people in his family, so it's not one impact of one. It's an impact. I'm sorry, 6. Got an impact of 6 people in his family. So God bless. Thanks. Have a great week.